This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Hillary Clinton's new memoir hits store shelves Tuesday, and the rollout for this one is massive, even by big book standards. Lots of little morsels have leaked out. CBS News got a hold of the book last night. CBS, by the way, corporate sibling of the book's publisher, Simon & Schuster. Marketplace's David Gura reports on the strategy behind these publicity blitzes.
You'd think a memoir like this one could sell itself. Well, think again, says Jim Milliot. He's the editorial director at Publishers Weekly.
Well, you could say it's one of the great ironies of book publishing that the bigger the author, the bigger the publicity campaign.
This one kicked off on Mother's Day with an exclusive excerpt in Vogue, Secretary Clinton reflecting on motherhood. It was shareable, the idea being, Milliot says, that will translate into sales.
Social media is a big component of all this.
Clinton's book has its own Twitter account, managed by Simon & Schuster, and there are more excerpts on a website, along with YouTube videos.
The hardest part was writing it. The hardest part was working on it.
You want your message out.
Josh Barron managed publicity for An Inconvenient Truth. That's Al Gore's bestseller. The message machine can cost millions, and we don't know how much this one's going to cost because the publisher declined our request for an interview. But we do know the publicity team for a big book starts with what Paul Bogards calls a communications blueprint.
Television, radio, newspapers, magazines, blogs, big mouths.
That's publicist speak for someone who will talk about the book on TV. Bogards is with Knopf Doubleday, and he's drawn up blueprints for former Defense Secretary Bob Gates' memoir and for President Clinton's. Rollouts may be more intricate than ever, but something is still true. If some reporter gets a hold of a book early, that can throw all this timing, all this money, all this planning off track. Bogards faced this with Bill Clinton's book called My Life.
I mean, one of them actually had the gall to call me and say, hey, can you help me out here? I was like, actually, no, I cannot help you out.
Publicists play defense, and they also play offense. Leaks aren't all bad, and sometimes they're done strategically. Politico, for example, got its hands on a chapter from Hillary Clinton's book, and that did what every publisher wants. It ginned up interest, it got people talking, and Simon & Schuster hopes it'll lead to buying. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.